This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Arizona has a Republican governor for a few hours. Last night, the Arizona treasurer announced that she is serving as acting governor until mid-morning today, amid a mysterious disappearance of Governor Katie Hobbs, the Democrat from Arizona. In a press release on X, Arizona Treasurer Republican Kimberly Yee announced her brief tenure as acting governor, saying she is pleased to step in the role. Yee did not disclose the reason for Hobbs' brief departure. Baltimore police are reporting a convicted felon suspected of killing tech executive Pava LaPere in Baltimore this week has been arrested. Jason Dean Billingsley was wanted on first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the death of LaPere. The 26-year-old CEO of Baltimore-based startup Ecomap Technologies. Police did not immediately provide details about the arrest, but said more information would be announced in a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning. A massive explosion has occurred in Uzbekistan this morning. The Ministry of Emergency Situations said that a warehouse in a district near the city's airport had exploded. Videos of the incident show a gigantic fireball elevating hundreds of feet into the air. Rescue crews and vehicles have arrived on scene and are currently doing their jobs. Officials are gathering details and said more information will be coming later. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is reporting the remains of 49-year-old Suzanne Morphew has been found and identified as the Colorado missing mom last seen before vanishing during a bike ride on Mother's Day in 2020. The CBI said that Morphew's remains were found in Sawatch County, that's located in the southwestern part of the state. Thanks for listening, my friend. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Culinary Union in Las Vegas, with over 50,000 service industry workers, voted to authorize a strike that could impact 22 casino resorts. Pay is the big issue. The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday revealed a document that showed Leslie Wolf, the assistant U.S. attorney for Delaware, blocked investigators from pursuing evidence relating to President Joe Biden as part of an investigation into violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. More influence-peddling evidence by President Biden was released in the same press conference. Representative Jason Smith, the Republican from Missouri, and chair of the Ways and Means Committee yesterday.
These documents also underline how Hunter Biden's role extended far beyond his father and includes numerous other meetings between Hunter Biden and senior U.S. government officials, including now Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The evidence today shows the complexity and scale of the Biden family influence peddling scheme. Millions of dollars were flowing through subsidiaries and LLCs to avoid taxes and shield visibility into how the money from foreign sources went to different entities and Biden family members.
The basis for an impeachment inquiry of President Joseph R. Biden Jr. will take place today at 10 a.m. Eastern at the Rayburn House Office Building. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. I know you're probably worn out in trying, but look, it's worth it. Not only for ourselves, but I'm thinking about our kids and grandkids. You know, what kind of America are we going to turn over to them? Well, I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, fighting the good fight with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Mike Pallas is with us now, Americans for Tax Reform, Tax Policy Director. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well, Bill. Good to talk to you again.
Well, so what did you make of Survivor Island last night, this alleged debate that they wanted to fight over? You know, we're fighting over curtains, we're fighting over who has the most Hispanics in their administration. I mean, what a train wreck. I think the smartest man that wasn't there on the stage, that they kept saying that should be there, was smart enough not to get involved in this train wreck.
Well, I think you absolutely nailed it. I think the main takeaway from the debate last night is that nothing really happened that's going to alter the course of the debate, and that Donald Trump has probably looked smart so far from staying away from this debate. I think we've come accustomed to seeing a little bit of fighting in our debates, but in the past, I think they've at least been a little more entertaining. It got really in the weeds into, you know, I think you mentioned like Nikki Haley and Tim Scott fighting over some petty inner South Carolina fights that I don't think any Republican viewer is really that plugged into. Kind of distracting from the issues I think voters do want to hear about. We did see some good news coming out from this debate. We saw some of the economic plans start to be rolled out, which we at Americans for Tax Reform are, of course, very interested in hearing. But the economy continues to be the top issue for voters. But overall, I think we did see a lot of inner fighting that Republican voters aren't really interested in seeing, and no real breakout star from last night when it continues to get later and later in the election. And if there's going to be anyone who's going to try and unseat Trump as the clear frontrunner in this debate, as he's up by roughly 30 or 40 points, they're going to have to coalesce around an alternative. And it's hard to see that anything really happened to move the ball there last night.
Yeah, without a doubt, because basically after it's all said and done, what are they vying for, about maybe 15, 20% of the pie? And not much there. I mean, Donald Trump just has absorbed so much. You know, the thing was that I was really, you know, as I'm looking at the way this contest is being played out, Mike, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking, where's the RNC on this? How can they orchestrate? I mean, this train wreck is on their, you know, on their watch. They orchestrate this. They have Dana Perino, and, you know, which, you know, everybody loves Dana, you know, sweet little Dana Perino. But she was obnoxious last night. And, you know, she's talking to the candidates like they're little kids. And Stuart Varney every once in a while. And then they purposely, it's like Doug Burgum, I mean, I felt sorry for him. He was the only guy that consistently responded, you know, to the question and had a good policy response. And they kept shutting him down. It's like, wait a minute, let the guy talk. He's got something of, you know, some validity in which to share for the audience. Because, oh, yeah, by the way, the debate, it's not about the moderators. It's about the people watching, the voters, right?
And Burgum gave a fantastic answer to one of the questions in the beginning of the debate on the United Auto Workers strike going on right now, where he correctly, directly pointed to the role the Biden administration has had in encouraging that strike with both policy and political actions, where you have the Biden administration is now handing out $7,500 tax credits per electric vehicle paid for by taxpayers for $60,000 cars. And you have these auto workers. You know, they build those electric vehicles, but they don't drive them. And you have those same people, you know, their union endorsed that legislation. And it doesn't take the same amount of workers, anywhere near as many workers, to build an electric vehicle as a gas-powered car. So you essentially had the Biden administration subsidizing the end of their jobs and their union bosses.
Exactly. And you're gonna like it, though, Mike. that's what Biden's telling him, that you're going to like the results of this plan, losing your job. How do you like losing your job?
Yeah, those jobs, those workers, they're a noble sacrifice in the war on climate change.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is that, you know, topics like that and the economy are much more important, but the questions and the divisiveness of the way this thing was being moderated, it's like, please. Can you?
Well, and the moderators as well, the Univision moderator.
Yeah.
I thought was one. I don't think anyone was even aware that was going to be part of the debate going into it. But I think you saw even the candidates were kind of struggling to understand what some of the questions being asked were when they were coming from her. And then also the questions were all framed from a very left wing perspective.
Of course. Exactly.
That I don't think, you know, it kind of begged the question, if you've been paying attention to Republican politics for 10 years, you know, questions like DACA, where it's, I don't think anyone in the Republican Party wanted to hear, you know, a question framed from a left wing perspective from almost, you know, that made more sense in 2014 than it did today.
Well, and the thing is, Mike, is Aaliyah Calderon does not represent, you know, the Hispanic people. I mean, as a portion of them, but, you know, she seems to be decidedly out of step because Hispanics have been leaving the Democratic Party in droves. And, you know, she's asking questions as if she still has, you know, quite the command of a sizable constituency. But that constituency has been greatly fractured because of Democratic policies that have been so injurious to Hispanics.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. And what we've seen Hispanic voters move over to the Republican Party for, a lot has to do with economic issues, not the left-wing activism issues she was asking about. It's certainly, we just, you know from polling, that is not what Hispanic Republican voters are interested in hearing. So I think it's a disservice to the primary system where the audience is Republican voters, what they want to hear from candidates. And instead you get questions that I don't think an MSNBC moderator would have asked.
Well, exactly. And I think that's what one of the tweets was. Somebody asked, is this the MSNBC, you know, debate? You know, because it's like, what am I watching here? And it's like, you know, right before your eyes, we had the announcement this past week of Rupert Murdoch stepping down, his son taking over, and here we have this debate, and it's like Fox has gone woke. Oh yeah, we had to check the box. We had to make sure we've got we got a Hispanic there. You know, we've checked that box, and oh my gosh, it just was just horrendous. I at the end of the day, I'm going, what a train wreck. I mean, you have the ability to orchestrate the direction and really bless the audience by asking them cogent questions that they're most interested in, not something that's going to somehow add to your resume and maybe be a highlight for you. It's just insulting.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see where they go if they decide to do another debate. You mentioned the RNC earlier. It's hard to see that these debates have really had any impact on the race so far. I thought we got more interest. I think we had 14 million viewers for the first debate. I'm sure the debate last night will have significantly fewer, and I think had less marquee moments in them. I'm more interested in seeing something like we've had the, you know, the DeSantis and Gavin Newsom debate. I think
exactly.
We'll get more traction out of that.
Yeah, we're
beat up on a Democrat.
Yeah, let's go back to Lincoln-Douglas debate opportunity, right? You know, something of that kind of format, as opposed to the thing that that you know the RNC is coming up with. I mean, they've missed out this opportunity, because this is an opportunity for the RNC to really demonstrate to the rest, you know, the rest of the country that conservatism is solid, and just to kind of throw it up there and, you know, check some boxes. And this sort of thing, I think this was a lost moment and a missed opportunity for the RNC as well. We've got more from Mike on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide radio broadcast and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Lots to talk about regarding the debate last night. How did you feel about it, huh? Winners and losers, everybody has their own idea there. I've been critical of the moderators. I think that so often and too often these moderators get involved in, you know, Mike Pallas is with us. He's the American for Tax Reform Tax Policy Director. In my humble opinion, Mike, these moderators should be like, you know, referees, officials in an athletic contest. You just want them there to hold the rules. You don't want them to be part of the story. Whenever the officials, the umpires, referees become, you know, preeminent in the story, then we got problems. And it seems that every time a debate rolls along, you know, the moderators are so, you know, wow, this is really a spotlight. There's going to be millions of people watching and all these deals. And, you know, we got to have our secret questions and gotcha questions to ask so that we, you know, appear so intelligent and all that good stuff, as opposed to, you know, having some coordination. Again, this is what where I put it at the, at the feet of Ronna McDaniel and the RNC, saying, wait a minute. This is our time to shine. This is, you know, 13 million, 14 million people are going to be watching. We want them to have a takeaway that we've got great candidates here, that, you know, conservatism is alive and well. The Republican Party is strong. And, you know, we can control the direction here, as opposed to, inciting a near food fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I thought one of the worst things from the moderators last night, too, is when they would interject and break up the argument.
Yeah.
You know, Republican voters, we do want to hear them debate. We do want to hear substantive disagreement. They would involve themselves when it got to, you know, silliness and people talking about who hung curtains with taxpayer money, which we don't think any of us really care about. But right. Then when they would interject, they would completely switch the topic to a new area. So we want to hear spending. We want to hear a disagreement about what, you know, your tax plan is. But they would interject and then ask them a question about the farm bill rather than staying on topic.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because here it is. It's like, you know, and to me, that's part of an interview, is that you want to listen to the response and pivot off of, you know, what people are responding. And you know, and there's ways, if it's inappropriate, then you can kind of make that work. But for the most part, if you're getting feedback, I mean, to me, that's... you know, that keeps you on point. But one question particularly that I want to get your read on, because this keeps coming up time and again, they want to blame Donald Trump, you know, for putting 7 point, in fact, Joe Biden tweeted that again this morning, he threw out an X on it, that, you know, shame on Donald Trump because he had added, you know, 7.8 trillion, you know, to the deficit. But again, that's taken a bit out of context, kind of in the same way with what happened with George Bush. You know, the Clinton administration cuts back so dramatically, and then all of a sudden you got to go to war. Well, then you got to come up with some money. You got to pay for stuff, and you're in a mad scramble. And, you know, this is a bit that what happened with Donald Trump is that we get this pandemic going, and he goes to the cupboard, and the Democrats never replenished the cupboard. You know, Obama, Biden, they left it bare. They knew there needed to be some replacement of PPE and ventilators and that sort of thing, and they left the country hanging. And thank God for the leadership of one Donald Trump, as you'll recall. I mean, he goes to GM and he gets them to, you know, stop the lines and start, you know, producing ventilators. You know, this is what leadership does, and it answers the call. But that stuff costs money. So how much of that $7.8 trillion that we took on was the result of pandemic and the poor planning and execution brought to you, you know, by the previous administration?
Yeah, of course, you're right. The majority of that spending does come from COVID relief. And I'd remind people, too, that is early in COVID, where we weren't exactly sure of the threat we were facing, what the solution looked like forward. And that obviously involves things like Operation Warp Speed that the Trump administration led on. Again, showing leadership. And what's very odd is, you know, I think you saw that. I think that's one of the drawbacks of not having Trump on the debate stage to defend himself. But, you know, I think that they're probably overall happy with the way it played out. But again, like you saw, even the people on stage were not distancing themselves from Trump economic policies, like the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the 2017 Republican tax cuts. Multiple people on stage trying to take credit, multiple people on that stage who both voted for the COVID bill and those tax cut packages. And again, when we're talking about that spending from the Trump administration, compare it to what the Biden administration did, where it was literally the continued idea of we're going to turn the child tax credit into an anti-poverty program and throw it into a COVID bill and call it make sure it's about the pandemic. We're going to come after your Venmo and PayPal transactions in COVID legislation. Completely unrelated things that we've seen from the Biden administration, where the goal was just more spending, more progressive, more big government. That's the real abuse that we've been pushing back on for now. That's the spending that led to inflation.
And so much of that spending, Mike, was all about buying votes. It had little to do. I mean, we get the Inflation Reduction Act, and then afterwards, it's like, Barack Obama's stupid response about, the bill for shovel-ready jobs. Well, I guess not so many shovel-ready jobs, and he just laughed about it. I mean, the guy spends millions, multiple millions of dollars of taxpayer money, to pay off cronies and to pay off political debts, all under the guise of shovel-ready jobs, and it's the everyday worker that gets hit on the head with his shovel.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And under Joe Biden, your dollar, is essentially 17% less than it was. Unless you got a 17% raise, Joe Biden became president, you are effectively poorer under Joe Biden's administration. We know time and again, the strongest issue for the Trump administration for Republicans in Congress has been the economy. That is the leading issue for voters and is the issue that voters side with Republicans the most on.
Well, and the other thing is immigration. I mean, if you remember, Mike, early on in his campaign, when he hit the nerve of immigration in 2015 and he saw the response, he started to focus on it and realizing, wait, this is a bigger issue than expected. And I still believe, I'm a business guy. I've been doing this all my life, and I understand how business works. And I believe the Mexican government would have paid for the border, the border fence, if he wasn't stopped, by the rhinos and by Nancy Pelosi. We'd have had the border fence up. We wouldn't, although I'm sure Joe Biden would still find a way, even if we had a completed fence, to, solder open the doors, the gates like he did recently. How disgusting is that? I mean, we've got serious problems. Go ahead.
One of the crazy things here is Democrats cannot sweep this under the rug anymore. We have politicians in New York City, the New York City mayor. This is a full-blown crisis for them, and they recognize it. In speeches within the last week saying, this is an existential threat to New York, that it won't exist as a city if the problem goes unsolved. And I think there's a deep irony here, too. You had the Biden administration and the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy, and then now they're freaking out over Texas and other border state governors allowing immigrants to travel to their sanctuary cities, causing a disaster in their states. They're getting a taste of it for the first time. And they're basically pushing for, instead of a Remain in Mexico policy, a Remain in Texas policy, which just shows how clownish their behavior has been.
Well, and how insulting. We were just talking with DeRoy Murdoch, before you came on, and that is that Joe Biden says to the Venezuelans, 470,000 of them, hey, come on in, we'll give you work permits, all that good stuff. And these knuckleheads, their thank you to this country that is going to support them and underwrite their immigration into this country is they plant their flag on our, on our land. Pretty insulting, right?
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Like you said, there are serious issues to talk about. Getting into all this other stuff that's distracting. And the thing is, for Donald Trump, with him not being on the stage, is he's in a controlled situation, whether it's in Michigan, talking to UAW workers and presenting the case there. You talk about somebody who has done that. He's been there, done it. And as some have said, what are the chances of him being able to do it again?
Yeah, I think if you're Donald Trump right now, you're sitting in the driver's seat for this primary. It's nothing to change the structure.
Exactly.
And I think he's confident with the decision.
Mike Pallets, thank you for being with us.
Thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Arizona has a Republican governor for a few hours. Last night, the Arizona treasurer announced that she is serving as acting governor until mid-morning today, amid a mysterious disappearance of Governor Katie Hobbs. In a press release on X, Arizona treasurer, Republican Kimberly Yee, announced her brief tenure as acting governor, saying she is pleased to step in the role. Yee did not disclose the reason for Hobbs' brief departure. Baltimore police are reporting a convicted felon suspected of killing tech executive Pavel LaPere in Baltimore this week has been arrested. Jason Dean Billingsley was wanted on first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the death of LaPere. The 26-year-old CEO of Baltimore-based startup Ecomap Technologies. More information would be announced in a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Enjoying, you know, much of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Edris Leyva is with us right now. Edris, how are you doing? Good to have you with us.
Hi, good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, you are a Navy vet and grassroots engagement director with Concerned Vets of America. Struggled trying to get health care yourself as a child under a communist government. And as a vet, you know firsthand what it's like getting government-run care at the Department of Veterans Affairs, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's been really a very disappointing experience for me with the VA healthcare system here in Miami. And it's not just for me. I mean, we have a lot of stories from other veterans.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this has been a national tragedy in many levels, and I appreciate you coming on, you know, to put a spotlight on this. At last night's debate, it would have been nice, especially, you know, when you had representation from Univision there, but unfortunately, I think this is one of the, you know, topics that they missed out on. But here you are today, you know, to talk about, you know, in this particular case, Hispanic veterans who have a unique voice in America, with over, you know, 1.5 million Latino veterans eligible to vote. I mean, that's a big voting block.
Yes, absolutely. That was a big miss last night at the debate by all candidates. I believe that Latino veterans have a strong voice and their voices should count. We have over 30,000 veterans that have committed suicide after 9/11.
Yes.
So it's very important, the epidemic, that people know the epidemic that is going on with the veterans and suicide rate. Well, right now we're at 17 per day.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I know the numbers, the counts seem to vary from, you know, time to time, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, our vets are in danger. And so many times what you hear in terms of the common denominator in this address is that it's, you know, they're waiting for an excruciating amount of time, you know, from the VA. And, you know, Donald Trump did something about it, but yet this is a culture and a change that unfortunately takes time, but we've got to keep the issue in front and the spotlight on the problem, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have now the community care program for the VA healthcare system, but, you know, it's not working out the way it should. There's a lot of bureaucracy in the system. Veterans are not getting into the VA healthcare system fast enough. And sadly, we have, you know, veterans committing suicide in their parking lot. Because
yes.
Deny and delay care, you know, it's
exactly.
Not acceptable.
So what's the solution here? I mean, do we need somebody just to go in and kick butt again in the VA? What is the solution that you hear from, you know, your fellow Hispanic vets and other vets for this matter? Because regardless of, you know, whatever, you know, race, color or creed, you're a veteran, you serve the country, and you should be especially taken care of. You should be priority one, not you know, not just looked as another number because of the amount of suffering that you know, people in the bureaucracy can't even imagine, because they haven't been to war, they haven't been in a situation where they've been defending our country. They have no idea the stress and strain that our vets are going through, do they?
Well, the solution, I believe, is simple. We as veterans want choice. Bill, if you're a veteran today, you can purchase the house of your dreams. You can go to the university that you want to, but you cannot choose your health care. So choice is the way. We have some legislation that are coming through the Veteran Healthcare Freedom Act from Senator Marshall Blackburn. It's a pilot program that is going to be able to give veterans the freedom to choose the community care program without having to navigate through the VA healthcare system. So the veteran will directly go to the provider and take out the VA, and that's what we want. That's what we need. Choice.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know, clearly, for whatever reason, either the VA is overwhelmed, they can't handle the amount of people, but you know, this would This would allow, you know, veterans, as you said. I mean, this is what this country is all about. It's about freedom and freedom of choice, right?
That's right. I mean, and we fought for this freedom. To keep, you know, the Americans free, to keep all the, you know, terrorists away from here. And when we come back home, all we want is to live in peace, enjoy life, and take care of a family, raise family. And we can't even do that because, but people don't understand us. And by the time we want to enjoy life, the healthcare system is not helping.
Exactly. So what can the 99%, because what we're talking about, veterans probably represent about 1% of America. So what can the 99% of Americans who are grateful for, vet service in, protecting our freedoms and our national security, what can we do to support the cause?
Well, you can engage with us. You can go to our website, cv4a.org, and you can get involved. You can be a volunteer in the community with us to help advocate for our main issues, which right now is healthcare. You can be a volunteer. You can sign petitions for the legislation, the right legislation that we need to pass. And there's a lot of ways you can be involved with the veteran community.
Okay, so again, the website again that they should go to, Andres.
CV4A.org.
CVA4A.org. Is that correct?
.org. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, .org. Yeah, that's what I got. Well, I got something wrong there because it's not coming up. CVA, the number four.
CV, the number four, A.org.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I put the A in front of it.
Yeah.
Let's see if this does it. Okay, here we are. Okay. So, CV, the number 4A.org. Everything is there. The mission is spelled out. How you can take action. And I love how this is coordinated in such a way to where it makes it easy for people to participate. I mean, why can't we do that? Why can't the 99%, those who are living under, you know, the freedoms that have been secured by our vets who need your help, you know, vets who are hurting, the suicide rate, I've heard numbers anywhere from 17 to 25 a day, ladies and gentlemen, they're dealing with this kind of traumatic, pain and suffering, this silent pain and suffering that they deal with, and they feel so alone and rejected and ignored. And here, how often do we hear of veterans who are committing suicide in the parking lot of a VA hospital because they're so frustrated because they haven't been able to obtain the service that they rightfully deserve, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very sad. I advocate for my veterans every day, and I just...
It's only early fall, but the U.S.
Well, thank
Postal
you for doing
Service
that.
Is ready for the upcoming holiday mailing and shipping season. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the Postal Service has been preparing all year to make sure holiday packages and greetings are delivered on time. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
A couple of years ago, we set out to make our performance during the peak season superior and routine. Building on the success of the last 2 years, we are leveraging improvements in our network processing, transportation, and delivery operations made possible by our Delivery for America plan. That is why this year, we will not only provide great service, especially with our new Ground Advantage product, but we will also not require a peak season surcharge. We are committed to delivering a holiday season that is both reliable and affordable.
Postal Service investments include hiring 10,000 seasonal employees and utilizing 348 new package sorting machines to increase daily processing capacity. To learn more, visit USPS.com. This message is sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking divine influencer. It's about an entitled influencer who loses everything, and she must humbly trust God to understand what the meaning of true influence is. Desperate, she takes a job at a homeless shelter only so she has a place to lay her head, and quickly realizes the joy and purpose that comes from serving others. With us right now is Michael Lynn Hansen. She plays the role of Tara in the movie Divine Influencer. Tara, welcome to the show. Good to have you. I say Tara. See, I went by your character name. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'll answer to either. Thank you, Bill. So great to be here.
Well, great to have you here to tell us about this movie. How did you get involved with Divine Influencer?
So Sherry Rigby, who is the of Divine Influencer, has been a friend and dear mentor of mine. We met on the set of Overcomer in 2018. So right. I've known her since then, and she's been somebody that I have just learned and grown so much with. And I just feel honored to get to walk alongside her as she gets to direct and do all of these fantastic films.
Well, tell us about your role, Tara.
Yeah, every story needs a good bad guy, and Tara is not the lovable character in this one. She's a little jaded, a little Wednesday Addams maybe in her demeanor, and she tries to make Lotta Silver's character live. She tries to make her time at the mission not so pleasant. So
yeah, well, like you say, you got to have, you know, the yin and yang in any kind of character development. And for you, I just can't imagine. I mean, you're just, I met you at NRB a couple of months back with Sherry.
Yes.
We spoke briefly, and I said, oh, what a sweet person. And then I see you in the role, and I go, okay, well, there is that other side of her. Only on the big screen, though, right?
Only on the big screen. I can't play the bad guy in real life, so I'll just play the bad guy in, you know, pretend life.
So this storyline, perfect for this this time and space, as social media becomes such a thing, and you know, an influencer is all about, and here it is, you come into this storyline. What was your impression when you first, you read for the movie?
Yeah, I just love that it is such a timely story. It's something that, it's such an important message. And to me, as an actor at this time in my life, like, the story that I'm telling is so much more important than anything else. You know, I want it to be something that's going to matter. Making films is really hard work. It's really long hours, and you're miserable a lot of times on set. And so if I'm going to be going through all of that, I want it to be something that's going to really touch people's lives and challenge them. And I think this generation, my generation and the generation coming after me, like, we need to be challenged in this way to evaluate. We're all influencers. And who are we influencing? Like, not only who are we influencing, but how are we influencing, and who are we influencing for? I think that's really important.
And that's what Liv had to come down to finally, is getting outside of herself, losing everything, and answering that question, which I think is the age-old question, who am I and why am I here, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And you see her struggle with that, and you walk with her as she navigates that. And it's a really, really beautiful journey that she's on.
Well, no doubt that there's going to be, a lot of young people that can relate to this. Because, whether it's the Kardashians or anything else that they're with and thinking, well, that could be me. Well, really? Is that what you want? Do you realize what all is involved in being an influencer and the level of responsibility that goes with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, we are all going to... we're going to be held accountable, and to whom much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. And whether your sphere of influence is, if you're the, if in the season of your life, you're the stay home mom, your children, you have a huge influence on them. If you are, in media spotlight and you have people following on Instagram and that's, they only see little glimpses of your life. Again, you're influencing, and we're all going to be held responsible for how we influence, and not that we're going to do it perfectly. He doesn't expect us to do it perfectly, but we can do it prayerfully and very thoughtfully. And it's something that I was really challenged by, is to really think through how and why am I influencing to make people think I'm better and I'm pretty and I'm this and I'm that, or am I influencing on things that like really matter, that are going to matter in the long run?
Right. Yeah, it's one of the core themes of the movie is self-centeredness versus serving others, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I think that's so important, too, because, Jesus gave everything. He gave his life, and we're called to be like him. And so I truly believe that when we are giving, when we are serving, we are more and more Christ-like. Yeah. And so I think that's a really big challenge, too, in this world of instant gratification and this world of, your social media is a highlight reel of you. You are the product, basically,
right,
that
exactly.
you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important to give back. Like, you really are. I know from personal experience, I'm the most fulfilled when I'm the least self-centered.
Right.
And I'm the most anxious, and I'm the most miserable and depressed when I'm the most self-focused.
Yeah. No, I'd agree. I agree with you 100%. And Micah, I think that that's when we're happiest and fulfilled, and where we really get a glimpse of what, God calls us in terms of living in the fullness of his joy, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that, how that comes about. And of course, for many of us, I mean, it's hard because it's humbling. It's countercultural. It's counterintuitive because, I am somebody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But everything about what Jesus calls us to do is countercultural. He says, the world will say, you are enough. You are this. You're you're everything you need. And Jesus is like, you're not enough. And that's okay, because I've got you. Everything he calls us to do, like my flesh will be screaming and be like, no, that's not what I want to do. And then when you finally surrender and you do it, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much peace and joy and fulfillment on the other side of surrendering that peace of yourself.
You know, another key part of this film that people are going to enjoy is this, is that, you know, their past does not have to define you.
Absolutely.
And when you let that go and you apprehend your identity in Christ, it's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is. Because Satan would love nothing more than to use the past and hold us in guilt and shame. And I've seen that happen. I've seen that in people that I love and how it just destroys them physically, mentally, spiritually. But when we live in that freedom that Christ has given us, you know, and the church hasn't always been very good at that. You know, I grew up in more of a legalistic kind of upbringing. The church that I went to was a little more legalistic in the sense that it kind of ended up being workspace. It kind of ended up being like, you got to earn this. You know, they wouldn't say that right out, but that's what I kind of took away from it was like, oh, I've got to be good. I've got to be this good Christian girl, you know, and that's not the message of the gospel. That's not the gospel at all. The gospel is you're not enough and that is okay. And because you're not enough, God made the ultimate sacrifice and sent Jesus to take that for us.
Exactly. Well, Michael Lynn Hansen has been our guest. She plays Tara in the movie, Divine Influencer. And how can people see it? As we wrap things up, I'm going to let you summarize everything and bring us home.
Yes. Well, it is streaming now on Great American Family PureFlix. If you don't have a subscription to that already, you can go get a 7-day free trial and make sure you go watch Divine Influencer. I think you're going to love it.
You're awesome. Michael Lynn Hansen, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
Could you tell we had a little bit of fun? What a dear. Just absolutely, absolutely stellar. And she does a great job in playing the antagonist there. In fact, you hear how sweet she sounds, and then you see her in the movie, and you always, wow, what a great job, you know, to play that role. Anyway, you will enjoy The Divine Influencer, a good family movie, and we'll open up the family to some interesting conversations, no doubt about it, especially in light of, you know, this social media, you know, impact that we have on our culture today and the way it's impacting our kids. Just as a reminder, a program reminder, you know, we do a daily TV show that airs at 1 o'clock Eastern on Talk 4 TV. Talk, that's for the number, TV.com. And this afternoon, we're going to be talking with Susan Servais. And she's the daughter of the mother, Kathy Mueller Slonim, that wrote this book. Is a true family story, Escape from Dachau, a true story of survival, courage, and a daring escape in the face of unthinkable evil. Like everything that was associated with, you know, whether it was the Holocaust or anything, you know, during that period of time, World War II, The memories of the experience are so horrific, and especially when you consider the Holocaust, that it wasn't something that you brought the family together and you said, hey, let's talk about it, right? So her mother held on to the story, and with the caveat that she wanted to make sure that she had passed before anybody talked about it. So Susan's mother passed, I guess, about a year and a half ago, and the book was released, Escape from Dachau, and we're going to be in a very special position and opportunity to hear in detail her family story and what happened. I mean, this it's an incredible story of her grandparents and the family legacy in that. It is so rich, and you just it will endear you all the more. And of course, it's going to break your heart, because when you think how evil that we as human beings, you know, can be when we're without God, we can be rather evil toward one another. A little bit of what Micah Lynn Hansen was referring to earlier. This is at a whole nother dimension. So that will happen this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us at talk4tv.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.